You are listening to Coffee Talk with Liquid Shane on 1973. Place, where we'll discuss everything about this crazy thing that we call life and the journey that we're all on. So sit back, relax, and let's go ahead and start talking. Good morning, everybody out there in No Finish Line Nation. It has been a bit since my last Coffee Talk, hasn't it? I think I've been gallivanting internationally, going to other countries with my beautiful wife as we have been celebrating 15 years of being married together and about 18 years being together. But it was a great time, such a wonderful trip that we had out of the country, down in Cabo, Mexico, and just really a well-needed recharge of the batteries, a well-needed time for us to get together just to be able to enjoy each other and be in each other's company. So I just wanted to share that and open that with it because that's where I've been for the past, I don't know, week or so. And then before that, had some other stuff going on. So Coffee Talks have been a little bit limited over podcast and through videos, but I'm back and we're ready to go to be able to just keep on talking about our journeys, keep on talking about where we're going and what we're doing and just everything in general. So here I am and I'm ready to go. Now, as I opened with, we were in Mexico, and while we were down there, we decided to live life a little bit more, right? So, and I know we talk about healthy eating, we talk about making good decisions, we talk about all that stuff that we have going on. And a lot of times we have a plan in place for us to be a little more mindful, a little more focused on the things that we're trying to be able to accomplish in the big grand scheme of things, to be healthy, to lose weight, to be within a certain realm or a certain area within our weight in the scales of the numbers and all those good things, right? Because I mean, that's kind of what we're focused on. That's what I'm focused on. Now, I know many of you are focused on different things like lifting weights or going to the gym or counting calories, those kind of things. But this is all about my journey right here in this snapshot of this podcast. So the podcast itself is going to be about some reflection. It's going to be about what the mindset does and how we think differently about ourselves and what we do after we get back from vacations. So we went down there. We decided to partake in the food, the cuisine, the enchiladas and the tamales and the burritos and quesadillas and whatever other different types of fare that they had throughout the whole entire resort that we were at in Cabo. And then also when we went out in town, we had my work actually sponsored the entire trip, and we went to a huge dinner, had wonderful meal overlooking the rock formations down in Cabo, Los Cabos, and then just a beautiful evening with a full moon and all the good stuff. And we ate well, and I drank, and we just we lived life fully to the fullest. And so that's one of the things that I love about what I'm doing right now is the fact that I can reflect on the fact that I went there, enjoyed life, partook in the things that I wanted to partake in, and then also to know that when I get back, I can focus and I can get focused on what I have to focus on. You know, in the past, when I had done things like that or gone on trips or vacations or been out and about with friends, family, et cetera, when I would get back and I would see the impact that it had on the number of a scale, I would immediately slide to where I didn't want to be. And I would go down the road of not being in a good spot, right? And then that's where the downhill would happen. And that's when I was like, well, you know what? F it. I'm going to sit there and look at the scale and go, yep, this isn't really working for me because now, all that work that I just did, I just lost all that work. Well, it isn't really losing all that work. It's not really losing a lot. Yes, I gained when I was down in Mexico because I did my first home weigh-in this morning. But the weight that I gained when I was down there is a culmination of many different things. And anybody that's been on this journey for a long period of time knows this. And they've been through this battle before where you put on weight when you get back from your vacation. And now is when the mind work happens. And this is when you have to dig in and think about to yourself, okay, so is the 5 or 6 pounds that I gained while I was on vacation real 5 or 6 pounds? Did I just put on 5 or 6 pounds of fat while I was down there? Or is it sodium? Is it lack of water? Is it the alcoholic beverages? Is it some of the calories that I was eating? Is it the lifestyle? Is it also the plane ride that I went on? Because I know every time that I go on plane rides, I put on weight. So, and this wasn't just any small plane ride. This was, you know, 7 hours in a plane driving or flying from one place to another with some layovers and stopovers and everything. So all these different things can add to the weight gain that I had over vacation. Now, like I said before, in the past, I would get back and I'd be like, you know what? I just can't do this. I just, you know, I'm so frustrated by the fact that I work hard. I put all this effort into losing weight. And I know all the men in my family are all big boys and we're all just, you know, working hard at whatever we have to do. And am I just going to be that big fat guy forever? Right. And I start to get in that mindset back in the day. I used to think to myself, I'm just going to keep on sliding back to, you know what, I'm going to enjoy that double cheeseburger. I'm going to hit that McDonald's drive-thru because F it. You know what, I was down there in wherever I was for vacation. I put on this weight, all that work that I put into it. I just put on that fast. How come I can gain it in 2 days, but I have to lose it in 4 months, right? And so the frustrating game goes on, right? And the cycle goes on and you start thinking, what is happening here? What is it that I'm doing that is really worth all the work and effort? So this morning on Coffee Talk, I posted a before and after Transformation Thursday. It's a helpful one for me because I look at where I was a few years back to where I am now, where we took a picture while we were down there in Cabo. So many of you had seen it on the No Finish Line Nation page and on Connect and other platforms and on my Instagram page, where my wife and I were in our stunning black and garb, our garb that we had that we were doing while we were going to different event that we were there. And my wife was in this beautiful, beautiful black dress. And I was in this nice little suit and tie with a vest and everything else. So we dressed up really nice. So my reflection point was, wow, look at that. See, that's the picture that can help reframe things for me. Yes, I might have put on 5 or 6 pounds. But when I look at the grand scheme of everything, the big scale of everything, and all the work that I've put into, why lose it after I've just gained 5 or 6 pounds and get in that mental state of affairs where I would normally go into a slide or go down this road of thinking to myself, oh man, this isn't worth it. What am I doing? What am I thinking? I'm a failure. Those kind of things. When I can look at a picture like that and see a before and after, it makes a big difference. Because then I think to myself, wow, look at the difference that it's made in my life. This health journey that I've been on has made me go from there to there. And 5 pounds is still a long ways away from where I first started. And I can't fail because I have too much riding on what I'm doing here. My whys become much more important. They start to illuminate almost like a neon light glowing in the background where I'm looking at it going, man, you know, my whys of my son and my wife and my family and my long-term health and being around as long as I can willingly try to fight to be around for. You know, we can't help certain things that happen in life. Certain things are meant to happen and they do. And it's unfortunate that a lot of different situations do happen. But I'm going to do everything in my power to make sure that I can continue to put myself in a good place to live a long, prosperous, healthy life with my family. So that why is illuminating. It almost makes that bzz, bzz, bzz sound in the background in old movies where you see like neon sign in the background and it has kind of a hum to it. So for me, that's what my why is. And my impactful thing that I did was is when I posted that picture, I immediately said, yes, this is exactly why I'm doing what I'm doing. This is why I'm in a different mindset from before when I used to come back off of vacations. If I gained a little, I would go into a slide. When now I come back and I say, okay, get back to the basics. I got to focus on my water intake. I got to focus on my food intake. Make sure I'm good to go. Make sure I'm above board, sticking with the plan, doing the things that I have to do. And the last 3 or 4 vacations that I've come back from that I've gained on have all bounced back within a week or two, you know, right back to where I was before we started the vacation. So it's interesting because there's also a patient level with that too. You can't just come back from vacation, do 1 day of tracking or 1 day of counting or 1 day of whatever, and just immediately think you're just going to bounce right back and be like an elastic man to be able to say, boing, and there I am. I'm right back to where I was, because it does take a little bit of time and your body has to acclimate and get back to the functions of what it was before. But there's always there are thoughts that are out there, and there are people that think to themselves that sometimes it's good to be able to shock your system just a little bit, right? Throw a little bit of a wrench into it so that your body isn't just getting into this normal stay the course, do the same thing, always, every day, always the same, over and over, like a robot. Now you can actually think to yourself, I lived my life. I enjoyed every single waking moment that I was down there with the love of my life down there in Mexico. I embraced that journey. I embraced every single moment. And while I was down there, I had the time of my life. Now I'm back. I'm focused. And I've just got to get back to the basics of what I'm doing. I'm not going to an extreme. I'm not starving myself. I'm not doing like those types of things. I'm doing exactly what I know how to do that has worked for me, going from my before and after, from the old 360, 365 pound guy to 100 pounds lighter now to where I am. So a couple points and tips and pointers. If you're having a frustrating week or you're having a frustrating time or you've fallen off and you binged a little bit and you didn't really, you don't feel very good about yourself, just know you're well worth the investment. You are worth every single moment that you're putting into it, every bit of work that you put into it, and every bit of positivity that you give yourself to know that you're worth the investment. Keep fighting and keep on focusing on the things that you have to focus on. Because if you give up, then all those whys that you have, all those things that you've listed out as being the reasons why you're doing what you're doing, all kind of go off to the wayside and they don't become as important anymore. Keep your whys close and make sure you focus on the big picture. Don't just focus on the one moment of what that scale says that you think defines you at that moment in time, because it doesn't. It does not define you. Everything you're doing is for bigger picture. Everything you're doing is for no finish line. It's forever. You're doing this to sustain your lifestyle. And if part of your lifestyle is to every once in a while enjoy your life and enjoy good food and enjoy a moment with somebody or a snapshot in time that's going to make a big difference in your life, then enjoy the moment. Just know you got to snap back to it afterwards. Just know in your mental plan that you've got that after you get done with what you're doing, you're not going to slide and you're not going to become that food addict or live in the world of that food addict, but you know what your plan is afterwards. You know that you have a plan afterwards to make sure you're back on track, you're good to go, and you've got some accountability with that, with some maybe friends, family, whoever else you've got to be able to help you out with that accountability. Or if you don't have that resource, lean in on No Finish Line Nation, the Facebook page, or lean in on Connect, the platform that we use with Weight Watchers. Lean in on anybody that you know is going to support you and pull you through the different situations that you may be going through. Just have a plan. And just know what your whys are. It's pretty simple when you think about it, but it's hard. It's much easier said than done. Because when you are a food addict, once you start to slide, it's hard to bounce back. But you can do it. Every single one of you can do it. Because if we can weight other things as being more worth than that chocolate cake or those slides that we might be looking to have or that addiction that we're trying to be able to suffice, just know those whys are more important than what that is, okay? Have a great day, everybody. We'll talk to you soon, and I'm going to get some more of these podcasts out over the next few days. I think this is episode 51, so thanks so much for being here for so many of them. 51 of them is a lot more than what I ever thought would happen when I first started this, but I appreciate every single one of you, all the feedback, all the kind words, and we'll talk to you soon. Thanks.
Thank you so much for listening to this episode of Coffee Talk with Liquid Shano 1973. Remember, you can also find me on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at Liquid Shano 1973. You can also read my blog at coffeetalk.blog. If you're using iTunes to listen to this podcast, please do me a favor and give some love by leaving a rating on there. And until next time, we'll see you on the next Coffee Talk. Make it a great day.